All right, welcome everybody to this episode of O365A. And tonight we're going to cover multi-language Teams meeting invite controls. And this is a new feature coming to Microsoft Teams meetings. And to explain what it is and the significance, I'll pass it over to Habib.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. So, yeah, I think this is a huge feature that's come out, especially if you're a multinational organization, or you speak more than one language in your country, or even want to provide additional language capabilities for people joining your meetings from in a specific language. So in Canada, we have two official languages, English and French. So this is a really important capability to provide our meeting invitations in both official languages. So what this will allow you to do is you can only have two languages. So by default, everybody has, I believe it's English US, unless you've, I think it's changed at the tenant level. But now you can have a second additional language, and essentially, the way you will configure it is, I'll pass that over to Dino to tell us how.
Actually, I'll jump in and explain this.
Oh, yeah, it's Kurt. Sorry, my bad, Kurt.
I love PowerShell, so here I go. Yeah, so this is a new parameter added to the Microsoft Teams meeting policy. And there's a lot of parameters on it, but when you go to look at what your setting is in your tenant, or to set it, what you want to do is first make sure that you're running a reasonably new version of Microsoft Teams PowerShell module. And to check the version, you can always do as it's shown here, get installed module Microsoft Teams, and it'll return the version. And then what you'll do is just the connect to Microsoft Teams. We've done that already. But to see what your setting currently is, you can do a get CS Teams meeting policy and just look for the parameter language in this case. And it'll pick out the parameter meeting invite languages. And that will contain the two languages that are set for the meeting invite. But it might be blank. And if it is blank, you probably haven't set it. That's the default. And if it's blank, what Microsoft Teams will do is it'll use the whatever's set for the client, whatever language the client is running in, as the default language. As you can see here, too, there's a number of Microsoft Teams meeting policies. You can set that for a specific policy and then apply that to one or more users, and it'll use the language settings for those users that the policy is set on. So that's about it. Once you set it, in this case, it's set to English and French. And Michael, why don't you show us what it looks like when those two languages are set?
Yeah, so once I have a user that falls into one of these policies, so if they have a policy assigned, and it's set to language, I'll apply. Or if they have no policy, and then they just get the global. So once that replicates, when I create a new Teams meeting from Outlook desktop, what will happen is we'll have our English or whatever the first language that was set in that list as the primary, and then as we scroll down, we have that secondary language. So we have that kind of matching with the policy. So if you had English and French in our example, we have those two languages. And it's interesting, this actually supports the audio conferencing preview policies that we talked about on another episode. So you can see all the different bridge numbers that I have in that policy as well. And we can see that is, although it's not translating the actual city names, it is translating the rest that around that meeting invite. So definitely great to see that it's supporting that preview as well. In our initial testing, it does only seem to work in the Outlook desktop client for new meeting requests. So if you are creating the meeting in the Meetings app within Teams or in the web browser, the Outlook on web or Outlook for web, we are not seeing these multi-language support invites at this point. Another thing to note, we've been waiting for this, I think on the roadmap it said since like November for rollout. So it's glad to see it's coming out this month, and it's just starting to hit some of the tenants that we're working with right now.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks, Michael. In terms of the supported languages, according to the Microsoft Docs, there's a whopping 54 languages that are listed here. So that's quite healthy, you know, for a new feature out of the gate. So they're all listed here if you want to check them out. I'm not going to go through them all. Once again, you know, Michael talked about the limitations. So you can't, all this has to be done and set up through PowerShell right now, but you can't actually set any of this up in the Teams Admin Center as of today. Once again, we hope that that will change in the near future, just to support the user community that's not so familiar with PowerShell. And, you know, again, you're scheduling all of these meetings today in Outlook. So no mobile client support or no web browser support or nor the Teams client. So in order to see these invites, you'll have to do it in Outlook today. And again, the sense is that that likely will change in the future as the feature matures. And with that, I'll pass it back over to Kurt.
Yeah, thanks, Dino. You know, just a couple questions thinking about this. What happens with anonymous or external users? Do they just get the global default?
Yeah, so it's based on the organizer. So whoever, you know, whatever policy or Teams meeting policy that's applied to the person that's booking the meeting, that's what controls the language that's going to be consumed on that invite. And then, of course, whoever you send it out to invite it, they're going to, you know, see the that meeting invite.
All right. I would assume that this will be supported for more than the Outlook desktop at some point. But I know, Habib, you're saying some of the organizations you work with, at least just having this ability to set it is really important for the user community, right?
Yeah, like, so I work a lot with the Canadian federal government, and we tried a lot of different workarounds in order to be able to get this type of functionality to happen, like using the, I think there's like the, I don't know, at the end of the meeting invite, there's like the meeting footers. Settings that you can apply. Yeah, you can apply a footer or a logo or help URL. Like, we are trying like all these different ways to just even include some additional language, along with even creating like some transport rules that would take the, you know, the content and translate it and just try and, you know, rename some of the fields and stuff like that. So I know that, you know, the at least, you know, on the Canadian government side, it's going to be really well received when we're able to deploy this and start utilizing this functionality for sure.
Yeah, we've seen like, you know, third-party tools to try and like create your own Teams meeting based off of templates and stuff like that. It's just nice to see this kind of built into the product now.
That's great. Yeah, just looking at the roadmap entry, it is scheduled to go GA this month. Of course, we're about halfway through the month, so if it's not in your tenant yet, it should be soon. And the rollout has it for GCC, DoD, and all standard commercial tenants. So looks like it's gonna hit all tenants.
Yeah, so we should see it in the standard tenants before the end of the month. So we should start seeing customers seeing it in the next couple of days. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, GCC will probably be next month.
Fantastic. All right, well, that's we'll keep it short and sweet, a real important feature that's going to hit people's tenants. And good episode, and we'll see everybody on the next episode. Thanks.
Thank you, everyone.